Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The regional death toll from COVID-19 is now 29. The Porcupine Health Unit has reported two new deaths, refusing to say exactly where in the region or give any details about the victims. However, the number of new cases is down again today at 5, 3 on the coast, 2 in Timmins. Overall, 202 are still active. The running total for the pandemic is 1,969. Whatever ideas you had for the former Sears store at Timmins Square aren't going to happen. Mall property manager Brenda McLeish confirms that it's being demolished.
We started on June 15th. We've gone into a total demolition. It's 109,000 square feet.
Demolition is expected to be complete in October. When the square first opened in 1976, that space was a Woolco store. Then Walmart, once it bought out Woolco. We're keeping an eye on three forest fires in the region today. There's a 140-hectare blaze about 50 kilometers east of Cochrane that's not yet under control, one north of Lake Abitibi that's 7.5 hectares and being held, and a tiny one at 0.3 hectares just east of Smooth Rock Falls. 1 hectare is about the size of a football field. MNRF Forest Fire Information Officer Isabel Chenard says depending where you are, the fire hazard ranges from low all the way to extreme.
So mostly for areas north of Timmins and along Highway 11 to west of Hearst is mostly low to moderate.
South of Timmins is where it climbs into the high to extreme range. At Timmins Police Headquarters today, one observance of National Indigenous Peoples Day was the presentation of a piece of culturally significant artwork. It was created by local university student Brent Gauthier, who's studying criminology at the University of Ottawa. It will be prominently displayed at Police HQ. A photo and description of what the piece of art represents is on our website. Back in time once more for our final look at the roots of gardening in Timmins. Museum director-curator Karen Bachman traces it to the first mines like the McIntyre and the Hollinger. Some of us are old enough to remember the beautiful gardens and the fountain in front of the Hollinger office building where the junction of Algonquin Boulevard and Highway 655 is now.
That idea of the mines as being big and dirty places, I think they're trying to counteract that and say, we do things within the community and we do try to make our communities good.
Bachman notes that we still see that today in all the projects undertaken by Newmont, earlier mining reclamation projects and activities like beekeeping. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.